The student exchange program is dubbed IMUSE, or Initiating Mutual Understanding Through Student Exchange. Innovation, inspiration, and imagination were the key words being heard at this year's IMUSE conference. A number of influential speakers were part of Tuesday's opening ceremony, sharing their perspectives on youth and innovation with the students from China and the United States. Wu Wei, Deputy Secretary General of China's National Youth Federation, says friendship among the young people is key to helping forge stronger ties.
A good relationship between the young people is a foundation of a good relationship of the two countries. The friendship young people built together gives hope to the future of the two countries. With their foresight, courage, and wisdom, the young people of China and the United States are able to create and develop a new type of relationship between great powers.
Other speakers at the event shared their experience as the developers of startups in China, including their thoughts on innovation. Cao Shenshen, director of Tencent's Product Policy Department, says Tencent continues to recruit from China and the U.S. to keep their innovation pipeline fresh.
Since last year, we have launched our projects on artificial intelligence, quantum, driverless technology, Internet of Vehicles, and Internet of Things. In our laboratories, we work with the world's top scientists, including a number of North American professors and experts.
The opening of IMUSE conference also included a number of American students listening in. Matthew Baldwin from MIT says he's been impressed with how China has been embracing technological advancement.
I didn't expect so much to be like the payment systems here. It's all very advanced technologically. Like in the US, it's still very much a cash-based or using a debit or credit card system, whereas here it's all using the apps. Like WeChat, that was a big shock.
IMUSE is a Chinese-American fellowship founded in 2007 by Harvard University, Peking University, and Tsinghua University. The program recruits students from both sides with the goal of trying to facilitate mutual understanding through cross-cultural communication and friendship. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, has later joined the program. For CRI, this is Wang Longyan.